Good morning. A westerly breeze that picked up overnight is driving clouds through most of interior New York and New England downwind of Lake Ontario. Some of the clouds are yielding light flurries or snow showers, particularly in the Tug Hill Plateau, where several inches of snow is accumulating, and parts of the western Mohawk Valley also picking up some snow. Otherwise, the flurries will move through with little consequence as temperatures are starting in the 20s and lower 30s. A weak front will pass by as well today, enhancing the wind, which will gust over 20 miles per hour at times. We'll eventually see some sunshine as the skies dry out behind the front. By later on today, temperatures will be in the lower to mid-30s on average. Skies will be clear tonight and the winds will die out, allowing temperatures to drop back into the teens. High pressure will dominate overnight into the first few hours tomorrow morning, keeping it dry and clear. So we'll start out with a little bit of sun on Saturday morning, but quickly, a high, thin overcast will overspread the region as a storm system currently in the western Gulf will work its way toward the Great Lakes. On this track, clouds will thicken during the day tomorrow as temperatures bounce back up into the lower 30s. We'll see some light snow breaking out during the latter stages of the afternoon and toward evening, and some of the snow could add up to a couple of inches, especially north and east of I-90 as we get into the evening hours. With the cold air locked in place, snow will persist deep into the evening across the northern tier of New York, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern parts of Vermont, where several inches of snow will fall, while milder air will surge into the region from south to north through the evening, and temperatures will climb above freezing elsewhere. As a result, we'll see a transition to mixed precipitation tomorrow evening, and overnight, from south to north, a transition to just plain cold rain. As the storm tracks to the north and east during the day on Sunday, the wind will flip around to the north and west. The temperatures, however, will continue to climb into the middle and upper 40s in a lot of places with leftover rain showers. Eventually, colder air will sweep in as the storm deepens over the Canadian Maritimes. This will drive in the colder air for the early part of next week. Partly sunny skies are expected on Monday with that chilly northwesterly wind and highs back down into the mid-20s. A series of weak disturbances will move through during the middle of next week, bringing light snow or snow showers on Tuesday and Wednesday. The disturbances will only reinforce the colder air, mid-20s again on Tuesday, with highs only in the lower 20s on Wednesday, and behind that disturbance, a mix of sun and clouds and only in the teens on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that developing storm along the western Gulf Coast will move northward to the mid-Mississippi Valley by tomorrow evening. The system will pull moisture in off the Gulf of Mexico northward into the Ohio Valley and lower Great Lakes. An area of rain and freezing rain is developing over the southern plains, and an ice storm warning is in effect across parts of Oklahoma and Texas along the Red River. Snow will develop over the high plains of West Texas, and winter storm warnings are in effect there. Meanwhile, warmer air is being drawn into the system from the Gulf of Mexico, which will spread showers and thunderstorms from the central Gulf Coast to the lower Mississippi Valley, and some of the storms could be severe. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow and fog, 3 above 0 with a west wind at 53 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 8 below 0. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 32 degrees, the dew point 20, 61% relative humidity, a west wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30 inches even, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at West Kendall, Florida, to a low of 24 below zero at Big Piney and Afton, both in Wyoming, and also at Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 40s, Boston mostly sunny, breezy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs around 30. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 32 degrees, the low 18. The average temperature 25, that's 1 degree above normal. No snowfall yesterday, 0 for the month and 24.5 inches for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees. The average low, 16. the record high 61 set in 1890 and the record low 20 below zero in 1970. Sunrise this morning, 7:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:33 p.m. 9 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few snow showers and highs in the mid to upper 20s, though staying in the teens across the mountains. Mostly clear tonight, lows 0 to 10 above, though below 0 across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy today with snow showers and steadier squalls immediately downwind of Lake Ontario. Highs in the upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lake effect snow showers and lows in the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-30s, mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today, breezy with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds during the day with light snow breaking out from south to north by dark, highs in the lower 30s. Snow transitioning to sleet and some freezing rain, then just a plain cold rain overnight Saturday night and Sunday morning. Showers on Sunday afternoon becoming breezy with temperatures in the 40s. Partly sunny, breezy, and colder Monday, mid-20s. Some light snow late in the day on Tuesday in the mid-20s. Leftover snow showers, windy and even colder Wednesday in the lower 20s. And a mix of sun and clouds staying in the teens on Thursday. For WAMC, have a great weekend and Happy New Year. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.